This is a HeadGum Original.
Achieving a gorgeous grin from home isn't a total mystery with BiteClear aligners. Just don't be surprised if all of your sleuthing friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. BiteClear aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Still about to throw some shade, Kiki with the gaze. It's time to drag her. Time to drag her. Drag her.
Oh, keep this in.
Hi! Oh, well, look, I've just climaxed because after 18 weeks of All-Stars...
You climaxed early.
That... I mean, what else is new? I am so gagged to be here. You're listening to the one and only RuPaul's Drag Race Recap podcast, available on the internet. I could not finish this season without the enchantress of difficulty, the goddess of wrong opinions... the chanteuse of contradiction.
Pray to my temple,
bitch. Pray to my temple, Oscar Montoya is here to talk AS6 finale. Hi.
Hi. I'm so glad to be back.
Couldn't do this without you.
It feels good to be back home.
It is. You know, I know I needed you on this episode because it's just like we need that. No one is going to break this shit down like the gag commentator that you are. Like, no one is going to give me a play-by-play and give me those hot takes like Mr. Oscar Montoya.
I mean, these takes are scalding hot, honey. You want hot takes? I got them. I got you. Patty cake
magma,
style,
magma. Magma exited the ball because you showed up with your look, which was...
I thought you were referring to a Pokemon for a second there. Oh,
my. And there she is. Magmar. Magmar is... a true genderqueer hero. Let's talk about
love them. Magmar. Truly a fashion bitch.
A misunderstood
bitch. She's a citizen of Chromatica, Magmar.
When chaps weren't hot yet. That part.
Work.
Did you listen to the remix of Chromatica? Go ahead.
Wait, no. I was going to say, you know, Eureka's season 10 look. Very Magmar-ish to me. So.
Yeah,
and that's
she loves
how I envision Magmar in my mind. When Magmar does drag, she does do drag, Magmar. It's very Eureka O'Hara drag.
Yeah, it sure is. They love a chap. She did a chap. Have you listened to the Chromatica remix yet? The remix album?
No, girl, no.
It's fine.
I visit Chromatica from afar. I'm not a citizen like you.
Interesting. Yeah, I'm a magic key holder.
You are?
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, here's the thing. But I listened to it and I was like, oh, I don't like remixes. Bummer. I heard like two that
I liked.
That's
on period?
That's on period. I would say...
No remix you like.
8 times out of 10, a remix is designed to destroy the chorus that was such a success the first time around.
Oh, wait, hold up. Tables have turned. Who's the bitch with the hot takes now?
You know when you're in the club and you're like, here comes the chorus, and then it's like, bah, 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 bah. You're like, oh, okay, yeah, the part I like is gone.
I know, but some people live for that moment, though.
People
live for a twist, and remixes give it that to them. You know?
Then they loved this season. Those people love All-Stars 6. Twisted, girl. Twasted.
Twasted, honey.
Before we get in, can I just say, so I'm home visiting my family. I hope my audio is still decent. Families are bad. Hot take.
Listen, listeners, if you could only see where Mono is right now, please paint a picture of where you are.
Should I do a screenshot before I forget?
You definitely should.
Okay, here we go. Hold on. Screenshot. Okay. Because I am in my attic. I'm surrounded by my mom.
You are not. They did not put the gay in the attic.
Yes, they did. Yes, they did. I actually like being up here. It gives me I need the most distance possible from the insanity that's happening
elevation.
Downstairs. Yeah, yes. Just like my favorite U2 song, baby.
How dare you? How dare you?
I'm just like, can we just talk about how being having a, okay, here's what's funny. I don't care who you are. If you're queer and you're in a family, you're the normal one. Guess what, bitch? You're the normal one. Because everyone else is fucking crazy.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. I must agree with you. It's and I don't like that. I don't like agreeing with you. No, it's not part of my drag.
It hurts you.
But
I just saw I just saw your ear fall off your body like the end of Beetlejuice. It hurts you.
Oh, got to pick it up. But you're totally right. I think, first of all, you know, being queer, especially growing up queer with a family.
Yeah.
It's like, bitch, you made it. You have beat the game.
Yeah.
And the rest of your life after you get out of the house is just the post-credit sequence where you just live and thrive. It's a happily ever after, bitch.
Bitch.
You know what I mean?
Breath of the Wild, just running around. You're looking for temples, but you already done beat done did all of them.
You done did that, bitch. You done did that. But the struggle of living in your house while being queer.
Yeah.
A house full of cuckoo heads. You are the normal one.
Horrible.
Absolutely.
It's horrible. So, my mom is a drag icon, but in a bad way. Like,
she really is, though.
You saw the table. You saw the table.
I know, girl. Like, what kind of queen? Okay, if your mom was a contestant on Drag Race, what would be her edit?
Really crazy. Like, I would say, I would say she'd be the one that people are like, she should have gone home weeks ago, but the producers love her too much. Like, she really should have gone home, but the producers are like, nope, this is way too much fun. Like,
okay, so is it like a harmless crazy, like a Tammy Brown, or is it like a Fifi O'Hara, like, ooh, really out of her gourd, season two of Fifi O'Hara, even season
four.
Well,
since
Fifi
my
O'Hara.
Family is chock full, it's a bouquet of narcissists, I think it would be a little closer to Fifi O'Hara. Not to say she's one, but I'm saying it's a little bit more. There's more ego in there.
But bitch, we're talking about the edit. The edit.
Because Tammy Brown would be like, save the whales. Save the whales. Everybody save the whales. Is one of her hits.
But you know what? Your mom on the show would be so wild, so insane, would have the best sound bites, and would be so crazy, very destructive to the other queens.
Girl.
But she would not be sent home because her runway looks would keep her safe.
Let me tell you about this cast real quick. I tweeted out one of these, and I'll tell you one I didn't because it was too crazy. My mom is ecstatic that her childhood friend is dead. Over the moon excited that her childhood friend of hers died. She called me the day he died. Over the moon. Then minutes later, she said, I tried to watch Night at the Museum, couldn't make heads or tails of it. And then she told me, I don't get into that helter-skelter stuff. And I said, what? What are you talking about? What the good hell are you talking about, woman? Just like so. So
your mom needs a reality TV show. That's all I'm hearing now.
Girl.
Bravo. You listening?
Girl.
World of Wonder, you listening?
You listening? I mean, TLC, people need to learn. If you have
no,
a crazy
TLC's
family.
Like, no, this is too crazy for us.
Ian. No, no, no. Yeah, they said, like, truly, the girls from Four Weddings said, no, thank you. If you are queer and you want to talk, you need a safe space to talk about your family, please hit us up on the Drag Her, on our Instagram. Girl, this is too much. I can't do it.
I know, girl. I know.
But anyway.
That's why these holidays are torture, bitch. But you got to put on. How are you surviving? What are you doing in order to get out of the craziness of your house? What are you doing to decompress, to sort of take care of yourself?
Yes.
What is it?
Tell us. Me or our listeners?
Listeners. But also, I'm curious about you, bitch.
This.
You got
I'm
me worried.
I'm talking about drag. I'm curling up in a ball, looking at Drag Race memes, getting stupid. Enjoying it, looking for that crowned reaction, like the rabid bitch we all are.
Crazy?
You're like, I need to know. I need to know. I need to see the reaction. Which, it was a pretty cute reaction, I gotta say.
It was. It really was.
I bought it. I bought it.
I bought it too. Yeah, this was no stunt. This felt very genuine. This felt very real. And how supportive the other queens were of the winner. Like, I was just beaming. I was truly beaming. It was... Because, girl, you know you got me relieved because I thought one queen was going to win and I was going to be very upset
about
it.
Wow, speak
luckily,
on that. You hateful
it didn't
cunt.
Happen.
Speak on that. Why?
Well,
why?
You know,
I thought it was anyone's
listened,
game. I really did.
Girl.
I thought it was
anyone's game. Are
yes,
you serious?
I am dead serious. I mean, I truly was like, I see the edit for her. I see the edit for her. I was like, it's anyone. I honestly thought it was between Raja and Kylie, but we'll get to that.
Interesting.
Yeah.
I wanted it to be between Raja and Kylie, but I thought, I was like, this ginger bitch is going to get, oh, she's getting closer. I think she might win. I think she's going to be the winner. And then she didn't win. And I was actually a little gooped because I could have put money on the fact that
I told
Ginger
you.
Minj was going to win this season.
But you okay. But I love Ginger.
I love Ginger too. And okay, we'll get into it later. And there's a specific reason why I love Ginger Minj so much. But I don't think she embodies the winner of All-Star 6 like the other two queens do.
Okay.
I think especially in the narrative of All-Stars.
But people would...
Like, what are you trying to say about All-Stars?
But and people I think would argue she did the best... She had the best grades in the competition. That's clear.
Sure, if you're a teacher grades. Set and grade by a report card. Sure, but we all know that she didn't deserve a couple of those wins. Pink Table Talk. Pink Table Talk.
Okay, Pink Table Talk with Suspish.
Let the record show. Pink Table Talk.
Suspish. Okay, I'll give
you
that.
A little fishy, queen. And, but yes, I mean, and that's why I was like, oh, on paper.
I'm full of poop.
She seems like the winner.
Uh-huh. My poop compounds
in
me.
I'm glad that they didn't go with the report card.
Yeah, it didn't feel like the season for that. It did not feel like the season for that. It felt, uh-huh. But what is funny about this season, and I mean this in a really healthy, good way, of just like, it was a nice reminder mm-hmm. that this is a television show. So it's
time.
You need to enjoy the ride and not get too married to any one outcome. You know, it's more about like everyone really did do good. Anyone could have won in my eyes, which is why I wasn't like, as opposed to other finales where I'm like, it's gotta be my girl. This finale, I was like, I don't know. I've let yeah. go of the expectation and happy for whoever.
But honestly, isn't that ultimately the gag of All-Star 6? When we talk about the final episode, yeah. we obviously will talk about the retrospect of the entire season.
Yeah.
But bitch, walking into All-Star 6, when they released the Meet the Queens and we saw the cast, a majority of us were a little upset because we were like, these aren't All-Stars.
Right.
What do you mean? This is going to be a terrible season. But
right.
I have to say, this is the second best All-Star season in the franchise.
Wow. You're putting it ahead of 4, I take it.
100%. 4
wow.
takes the number 3 spot. But this comes in second place. I... really had my life. They uh-huh. really gave it to me. It felt very fair because, you know, they'd be pulling as stunts on this show.
You know what I'll say?
But it felt fair.
I'm gonna give All-Stars 4 and All-Stars 6 a tie. You're both winners. You're both champions. It's a tie, so no one will get really mad. Okay, I'm sorry. Keep going. I just needed to say.
No, but I really thought that the lip sync assassins were actually assassins this season.
Yeah.
I thought the lip syncs were spectacular. I thought the challenges were spectacular. I thought all the queens were evenly matched. There was nobody that was like, even a queen like Serena Chacha, who I think was clearly everyone's like, oh, well, you know, she's not mm-hmm. going to do well. I think she proved herself to be a contender. You know what I mean? Was she like the best? No, absolutely not. But she proved, especially in that like lip sync throwdown episode with Silky. I mean, the fact Silky's whole storyline. I mean, honestly, the real winner of All-Star 6 is Silky Nutmeg Ganache.
I think so. I mean, who has won more?
Truly.
I think no one has won more lip sync statistically. If we're just saying.
In the history of Drag Race, absolutely not.
No one's won more lip syncs. There we go. I mean, there you go.
And... yeah, I mean, it was her season. It was her season.
It was
and
her
she was
season.
What, the third one to go home?
Yes. I mean, that is a real redemption. She has an episode of TV that is literally a resume. Fuck a piece of paper. Here's my resume.
I know.
Episode 10.
And it was
10.
Her episode.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
It was her episode. It truly was a beautiful, poetic moment.
It was.
Where Silky was like, I need my own show. I need. She showed up to season 11 being like, I'm the star. And then she was unfairly pushed to the finale, I think.
Who?
And then had also, girl.
Oh?
Yes, girl. Facts are facts, bitch. And then for All Star 6 was sent home super early. She didn't get her, you know, like my moment to shine, and then had hers for that episode. And for that reason, Silky, I'm proud of you, babe.
Yeah, I agree. I agree. I'm here for Silky. And I honestly love that this is the true season of redemption.
As yes.
Period. Like, and yes. It's been the closest to All Star Season 2 of just like the way that Season 2 truly gave us Tatiana's redemption.
Ooh, girl.
Among others, but that's the one that's really sticking out to me.
100%.
Of like, whoa. So, I mean, but they're also given the most time. Being at 12 episodes, this is the longest All-Star season. The first season is 6 episodes.
Right.
And period, point blank, you're given the most time to breathe and enjoy these queens. A lot of the All-Stars 5 queens got no story because it's only 8 episodes, which is like
yeah, that
just
was, that
not
felt very
enough.
Rushed. Right.
Not enough. Right. Not enough. No. I know All Stars 2 is also 8 episodes, but just like it felt really rushed. And the fact that we got like cheated of like the fun drama Derek Barry could have brought to All Stars 6, I'm like, God damn it.
You love Derek Barry.
I really enjoy the television Derek Barry provides.
And I think Derek Barry knows the television.
She knows it.
To the show.
She sure does. Because sometimes she runs. Sometimes she hides.
She don't hide. Okay, when does she hide?
Okay, I lied.
She don't hide for nothing. No, bitch.
Okay, so I guess we'll dig into this episode, but pop in every opinion you have, because this episode is a lot of fluff. Let's be real. Every final episode is fluff.
Oh, God. Oh, God. I got lots to say, girl.
It's a lot of fliffity fluff. I'm going to share my screen as we scroll through.
Let's go.
But look, okay. Oh, audio. So all tea, all shade. How do you feel about Trinity leaving our competition? Because that I was pretty conflicted about that.
I was also conflicted. You know, I don't know. I really think Trinity deserves to be in the final four. You know, she turned it out. She turned it
out. I would have rather have seen her in that This Is My Country.
Over who?
Over Eureka, probably.
Yeah, like, yeah, absolutely. We were robbed of a questionably great verse on a very shitty song.
Because well, the choreo would have been tight. The choreo would have been tight, but what if she hit us with another? Let's take a second to see how this goes.
I mean, but that's the magic of Trinity. Do you know what I mean? She is truly a wild card. Yeah. You don't know if she's going to thrive or just shit the bed. You just don't know with Trinity. And it would have been so fun to see her either, because you know it's one of two choices, either steal the whole competition or
slay.
Be in dead last.
Right. Well, her verse on the challenge, Show Up Queen? Her verse on Show Up Queen was pretty good.
The best.
If I'm remembering correctly. I remember really loving her verse and her Chad Michaels wig. So she could have given us something good. Am I lying?
Chad Michaels. She said, may I borrow this wig?
I do not want to discredit Eureka. I think she's fantastic. she's incredible, but that's just truthfully, I would have rather seen Trinity there.
Well, girl, I got a question for you. What is the legacy? Because I do want to talk about the legacy of each of the final four queens and what they mean for the whole franchise itself. What is the legacy that Eureka is giving the kids in Drag
Eureka's?
Race?
And this is her words. Obviously, she loves being a part of big excellence. You know, I'm big, I'm capable, I'm amazing. She's smart. She's so likable. Based on her talking moments in this, I'm like, you a politician? Because her speech to the judges panel, I teared up. Because
well, we'll get to that. We'll get.
I'm just
to
saying
that.
She is very intelligent. She is her legacy is I am a fuck what you think you know about a big queen. What do you think?
Yeah. And I agree with you. She does have the, she does bring like plus size drag queens to the forefront. And yeah, you're totally right. You know, as queens with body history, let's put it that way.
Speak on it.
You know, it resonated with me. Horde, you know what I mean? That everything about Eureka's final speech, which usually I'm not really listening to Eureka most
Oscar.
Of the time. You know what I mean? She's not my cup of tea, generally speaking. But for that last bit, I was like, she's smart, she's calculated, she knows what she wants, and she's very passionate, you know?
Yeah.
She believes in this strongly, and she is a big queen that fucking can throw down with the skinniest bitch and fucking snap her in half. You know what I mean? Like, she is big excellence. You're totally right.
I want to be friends with her. Seeing how she treats her friends makes me love her more. Like the way she supported Kylie in the win. It's just like that's not bullshit. She is
No.
Amazing.
Yeah. And I respect that. She wouldn't be the queen that I'd want to be friends with.
Uh-huh.
That'd be Raja, my homegirl. Is a little stain that Eureka has left, and I'm not talking about her dookie when she did the split.
Oh my God. No.
And that is
fact
that she defeated Silky Nutmeg Ganache.
What do you mean? Speak on it.
She got in her way.
Uh-huh.
Well, you know, in that lip sync moment, like, let's be real, Silky deserved to move to the final four, I think. And that's just my take, and that's just my opinion.
But Silky, that really was her least good lip sync. Because it was her least good lip sync.
I agree, but I don't think Eureka turned it out that hard either.
I will say Eureka did a Eureka lip sync, and I'm like, Eureka always does a Eureka lip sync. I'm like, I would like to see some versatility. It's just, you know, she's an amazing performer, but she always relies on her gravitas, her power on stage. It's not like, I wouldn't say her lip syncs are specific to the song she's doing. They're just Eureka. You know? Like, she was doing the same Eureka trick she's always doing. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but I think if you want to look at the credit card girl, the report card.
Uh-oh, she's behind
on
some bills.
I'm broke, I need money, so I'm thinking credit cards now. If you want to look at the report card, I don't know. I think Silky should have made it to the final four. It just is so crazy to win all that much and then be stopped by Eureka.
Yeah.
In a, you know, mediocre lip sync, you know? I think they were like neck and neck. I don't think that Eureka necessarily defeated Silky
conspiracy.
In that
lip sync. Here's my conspiracy.
Okay, speak.
I think they did not necessarily want to see Silky in that top four dance challenge.
Of course, yes, I agree.
They're like, we saw the we saw the fallback. You know, her because her signature move is what other people call an injury. her falling on her back with all the force of
she just falls. Yeah, she just eats it every time. How is she still alive? I don't know. Medical mystery. But, you know, if she made it to the final four, she would have been the final five. I mean, she would have been cut. Like, Trinity would have made it to the final four.
Yes, that's true. That is true.
So we could have had an alternate history there.
I know. I said it
before. I don't know.
They wanted the person to come back to make it all the way through, because otherwise it invalidates the game within a game. That's it, you know?
Oh, interesting take.
That's what I think. Because unlike when they bring back most queens and then they go home immediately, it's like such a, it's such a like, well, what the fuck? What in the Carmen Carrera are we doing? Come on.
Oops.
You know what I'm saying? It's like, why bother?
I mean, what in the Art Simone are we doing?
I won't say Trixie's name. I won't say Trixie's name. But in her original season, right? It was like they brought her back, and then they killed her for just because they felt like it. They just liked everyone else more, not because she did the worst.
No.
In fact, Ginger did the worst on that season 7 challenge, and they were like, no, we like Ginger. So. Okay,
Ginger. Let's talk about Ginger.
Okay.
Let's talk about Ginger. What is Ginger's legacy on All Stars and Drag Race?
Excellence. This bitch can do any... I mean, she can do anything except look
when?
Like a fashion model. That is her only flaw. You're so fucked up. You are
Well,
Satan,
where's the lie? Where's
Satan?
The lie?
Satan himself just put on his coat and left. Satan just said, mm-mm. I don't fuck with her. So, look, Ginger's incredible. And I mean, it did hurt me. I know this wasn't her win, but it hurt me to see her not win. Because.
Really?
Yeah, it did. It did.
I wasn't expecting to hear that from you.
She's done. You know, I do think a couple of her looks should have been better. I do think that.
Do you think her finale look was good? We'll get to it in a minute. Don't talk about that yet.
I think her legacy is she is an acting, hosting Marvel. Yeah.
You're right. That, I agree. Mm-hmm.
She's incredible. What do you think her legacy is?
Yeah, I think Ginger Minj is a quick. It's so weird how she just flip-flopped. She was so good in season 7 and truly, I thought, was the rightful winner of season 7.
Yeah.
In my mind,
yeah.
I thought Ginger Minj should have won season 7.
I agree.
I love Violet Chachki now.
Yes, but at the time.
In season 7, Ginger Minj was a clear winner to me, it felt like.
Wait, Oscar, real quick.
I mean, Katya felt like the...
I feel like cutting you off to take a break.
This HeadGum Podcast is brought to you by Auraframes.
That is right.
From grandmothers to new mothers, aunts, even the friends of your life, every mom loves an Auraframe.
Holy shit, even aunts?
Yes, especially aunts.
Oh, well.
Because it was named the best digital photo frame by Wirecutter and selected as one of Oprah's favorite things. I mean, these Auraframes are guaranteed to bring joy to moms of all ages.
I believe it.
You have an Auraframe, don't you?
Yes, I actually more than believe it. I know it. I've got one for my mom, my mother-in-law, my grandmother-in-law.
And dare I say, your aunt?
And dare you say, my aunt and my aunt-in-law. Everyone's got one. Everyone loves them.
I mean, Mother's Day is right around the corner, and there's no better gift than a digital photo frame. You give them the frame. It's got preloaded pictures in there. And you know what? You can update it with an app. So every time you take a new picture of a sweet little person or place or thing in your life, it gets automatically sent to that frame.
Exactly.
And right now, Aura has a great deal for Mother's Day. Listeners can save on the perfect gift by visiting AuraFrames.com to get $30 off plus free shipping on their best-selling frame. Holy smokes.
Excellent deal.
Yeah, that's AuraFrames.com. You use the code HEADGUM at checkout to save.
HEADGUM. Nice.
Yes. HeadGum. It's easy to set up. It's loved by everybody, including Oprah, including your aunt.
Mm-hmm.
So do check them out. That's AuraFrames.com. Use code HeadGum at checkout to save.
Damn right.
And terms and conditions apply, of course.
Of course.
Thanks again to Aura.
Life doesn't happen bi-weekly, so why should payday? The money you earn can be in your hands today with Earnin'. Come on, y'all. We've all been there. We want to spend a little bit of extra dough on a big night out or a last minute gift for like your boo. Sometimes money just can be, dare I say, complicated. Well, worry not, because Earnin helps you get your money today as opposed to later. You know what I'm saying? If you don't know, wake up, because Earnin is an app that gives you access to your pay as you work. You can get up to $100 per day or $750 per pay period. Earnin is used by over 3.5 million customers who say things like, when I think about Earnin, I think about financial stability. So why don't you go ahead and download Earnin today, spelled E-A-R-N-I-N, in the Google Play or Apple App Store. When you download the Earnin app, type in Drag Her Under Podcast when you sign up. It really helps the show. That's Drag Her Under Podcast. Get some extra dough. Have a little fun. And don't wait for your employer to give you your money, honey. Earnin is subject to your available earnings, location, daily max, and pay period max. See earnin.com/TOS for details. Earnin is a financial technology company, not a bank. Bank products are issued by Evolve Bank and Trust, member FDIC. Bring back my break. You were saying?
You are so twisted.
Look, we have to make our advertisers happy. Go ahead.
Ultimately, what I want to say is that Ginger Minge was very lucky in some episodes because she could have been in the bottom and she wasn't. But I think she has she has shined in most of her challenges. And I do think that Ginger Minge has this like savviness that a lot of the other drag queens don't. I think Ginger Minge is so self-aware of the machine that she's put herself in.
Uh-huh.
And girl, you got to stop coming back.
You know,
I think you're done. After this, like, you cannot come back. We can't have you back. I love you, girl, but like, fly. Do your own shit. Like, go do your own one woman show. Like, fly. Go somewhere else. But
that was what was so funny about her. Her and Eureka's edit in this episode was very Avengers Age of Ultron. It was very like, thank you, I'm at...
Ooh, this feels a little heterosexual.
Okay.
I feel comfortable.
Yeah, okay. It was a little the ending of Romy and Michelle in that
it was like,
you know what? I don't need your validation. I'm going to dance to Time After Time and leave this reunion on my own. You know what I mean? She didn't need a crown. Mm-hmm. Both of them were just like, I needed to... And the when Ginger says, like, I finally had fun this time, it's just like,
yes,
that's the lesson and you can depart
and
now.
Well, I think Eureka and Ginger both had that realization.
Yeah.
Because, you know, they were tense as fuck in their own seasons before.
Yeah.
Both of those seasons, actually. But this one, they just had fun. They let loose. And to me, watching All-Star 6, it was so different. It just felt like all of these queens just truly loved and supported each other.
Mm-hmm.
From the very beginning, there wasn't any sense of, like, drama. There wasn't any sense of like cattiness this season.
Uh-huh.
And look how fun this season turned out, which goes to show that we don't need petty ass.
That's true.
Bitchiness.
Trust the viewers.
In order to have a good
Let
TV
the
show.
Viewers project like we are. We're projecting what our stories.
Yeah, we don't know what the fuck we're talking about.
No, but I mean, usually I mean it in a bad way.
Don't.
Usually I want you to shut the fuck up. I mean, usually we're at a gay bar. You go to talk to the tallest twink there and I'm like, honey, it's not realistic.
Me? Me?
Me?
You must not know who I am, bitch. I would never talk to a tall twink ever in my entire life. And that's on period, bitch. Because you know why? Tall people intimidate me, and I would never do something like that.
Actually, okay, honestly, hot take.
And I ain't joking, bitch.
Hot take, tall people are disgusting. Okay, work. I can't believe the way society rewards the scarecrows among us. Just being like, yes.
Right.
Yes, you're good. You'll scare away the corn eaters.
You can see our scalp.
That I mean, look at my skeletal veins. I'm like, bitch, get out of here, you fucking overgrown bastard.
Yeah, gay culture is Jack Skellington.
Honestly, can't wait till a thick shorty comes in vogue, because once it does, me and you are...
Oh, we are
cashing in.
Hello. Make it happen, people. Make it happen.
Honestly, I think we just got to market ourselves as like Q-berts. We've got to make Q-bert happen in the queer community. Like, just be like,
I'm sorry, what are Q-berts?
Thick shorties like us. We're Q-berts. You know, you know what I'm saying, girl?
I'm done with
but
you. I'm so done. I'm over.
But you know
this,
I'm not
bitch.
Gonna run away from that bouncing snake, honey. No. This is so dumb.
I have known you for almost a decade, and this is the funniest thing you've ever said.
I'll accept
this. This is the funniest shit you've ever said.
I'll accept it, bitch. You're so stupid. Listen, now we should talk about the journeys of Kylie. So Kylie and Roger have really similar...
Q-bert!
Q-bert's out. Q-bert, where are my Q-bert's at?
Oh, my Lord.
Where are my Q-bert's
at? Where are my Q-bert's at?
Where are my Q-bert's at? I'll be doing Q-bert for Snatch Game Rule. Okay. But can you make it? Can you make it funny? But can you make it funny?
Can you make it funny?
Well, I do a really realistic Q-bert impersonation in my Las Vegas show. So
Q-bert, you know, from Wreck-It Ralph.
Kylie and Raja both have very similar narratives, journeys. What word were you using? Narratives?
What? Narratives, yeah.
They're both true redemption, and they're a message to the fans. It's a message to the fan base.
Isn't it so funny how this season felt very split in terms of Eureka and Ginger having similar narratives, and then Raja and Kylie having similar narratives?
Yes. It was like, because a lot of times All-Stars is about getting the crown that was robbed, and instead, this season is about... Game on. You know what I'm saying? Hunger Games. Anyone can win, baby. Which is very Chad Michaels, the original All-Star mama.
Chad Michaels. But yeah, it truly felt like they were honoring the catchphrase of RuPaul's Drag Race. Mm-hmm. May the best drag queen win. Mm-hmm. And that's what really felt like was happening in this season. Mm-hmm. And I don't know how you feel, but I truly think that I do think that the best drag queen won. I do.
I think like there's little, like literally her reign makes so much sense to me. I am so happy. I think there was like there's like little things on the final episode I could critique, but honestly, I was like, this felt like her episode, and obviously one moment in particular, I was like, you won.
What say? What is it?
We know what it is. It's that when she turned a pheromone into a Trinity the Tuck. The moment when she turned...
Ooh, girl, that's good.
You know what I'm saying?
Ooh, that's actually eloquent. Okay, that's eloquent. Okay.
When she... you want to talk about RuPaul sayings. RuPaul always says adaptability is the true marker of an all-star or of a drag race winner. And you want to talk about on her final moment, she gave you adaptability down. When you turn a stumble into a tumble and gag us, here is the crown. And since we were reading Holland so hard, that is proof that this show is about the lip sync. This show is not...
Girl.
This show...
Ooh, I'm still bitter about Drag Race Holland Season 2.
Girl.
And for those listening, you can check it out on Instagram Live.
That part.
At Drag Her
and
Podcast.
And it might be on the pod feed in a couple days. You know, who knows?
Yeah. Yes, I truly think so, because that was a gnarly ass tumble, bitch. I saw they slowed it down, and I was
recovered.
Like, oh no, it's over for Kylie. That's it. And then when she made it work so beautifully, I was like, okay, let's not forget, this bitch is a gymnast. You know what I mean?
Uh-huh.
And honestly, if we really want to talk about it, the reason that Kylie Sonique Love was sent home in season 2.
Mm-hmm.
Is the reason why she won All-Stars.
Wow, wow, wow. That's a gag. That's...
Period.
That is such a gag. She was...
The reason why Morgan McMichaels won that lip sync was because it wasn't a gymnastics show, it was a lip sync, and Morgan gave you a lip sync. Mm-hmm. But then she turned that tumble into a what?
Stumble.
Is the reason why she won All-Stars 6.
And she turned that stumble into what? A rumble. She turned that into a rumble, bitch.
Oh,
I
rumble.
Don't know.
Okay, rumble,
listen. I agree. It is such a gag that in front of Lisa Rinna, she went home shamefaced.
of all people, too. Oh, no.
It's also so funny that Tanya Tucker was a judge when they did Country Realness in season 2. Tanya Tucker was a judge. So
she was right.
And here's my big critique: the fact that no one, and I'll say it again, the fact that no one did a reveal in that country number into a Mystique Summers country
How
realness.
And I knew you were gonna. And the thing is, I knew you were
gauchos
gonna say that.
With a pink and purple top.
Dun, dun.
Oh yeah,
I'm
hear
knocking
you
on
knocking.
My titties right now.
I hear you knocking, but you can't come in. Okay, are you ready, you bitch, to actually?
Yes.
Is there anything else you want to say about their journeys? About Raja's journey, because Raja's journey is also quite beautiful.
Well, yeah, I mean, you know, it's no secret to anyone who listens to this podcast. Raja was my number one from day one.
And I was wrong.
I thought
and
she
I'll say it, I was wrong.
Oh, wait, I'm sorry. Wrong about what, honey?
I was wrong about Raja. And
what were you wrong about?
She was one of the people I counted out first. I was.
Yeah, you were a bit hateful, weren't you?
I was.
You were a bit nasty and disgusting, weren't you?
What else was
you
I?
Were a dirty
what
little
else
bitch,
was I, baby?
You?
What else?
Buffalo Bill? What?
Bury that. Lil Bill. Lil Buffalo Bill from Drag Tots. Oh, God,
no!
I love Drag Tots.
How dare you?
God, Drag Tots is
Mono's
so fucking
show.
Funny. Okay. Yes, I just didn't, based on what I saw, I was like, man, production brought her here for a stunt. And I was so wrong, and I'm so happy I was wrong.
Well, I mean, you and a bunch of people thought the same way. People were were discrediting Raja as an all-star.
Mm-hmm.
But I knew the bitch. Listen, you go back and watch Living in America lip sync that she did with, oh my Lord, what is her name?
Wait, Scarlett? Who does she lip sync against? What? Scarlett. She lip sync against who else?
Yes, but that was Last Dance.
Mercedes Iman.
Yes, Mercedes Iman.
Okay.
Diamond. You go back at that lip sync and you can see the star potential in Raja O'Hara.
Yeah.
And you're like, oh my God, this is a star.
Yeah.
And then fast forward to now, and it's so good to see Raja not get in her way, not be so like, I don't know, so like paranoid, because I think that was her biggest flaw on season 11 is her paranoia and her attacking other queens for doing well, you know? And she didn't get in her own way. She didn't get in her own super, you know, or in her own magic. And she just let the kids have it. And I'm so proud of Raja.
Yeah.
She is such an amazing drag queen. And she got to show all of her talent in this season.
Yep. I agree. She's incredible.
And we all know she had the best verse.
Oh, yes. I agree.
She had the best verse.
I will
down.
Say, like I said, in this, and let's talk about it, because we don't have to talk about Jamal Sims and Ginger Wants to
no,
Fuck
he's
him.
Fine as fuck. Moving
he's
on.
He's fine. Choreo, we don't, okay, I don't care. Let's talk about This Is My Country. First of all, I want to say I like this a lot more than I thought I was going to, because when I heard country song, I said, oh, no, this is going to be another Super Queen, that slow ass Super Queen Oof. Number from the end of All Stars 4, which was a bummer. This song I like. Her and Kylie were
you
my
did?
Top two if it was just based on This Is My Country.
Here's what I'll say about This Is My Country. It sucked. It also is like a weird, the song is bad. I think Raja really churned out a great verse on a very shitty song. And also, like, I really don't understand, like, let's be real. Let's talk about this, folks. This like pseudo patriotism that RuPaul is doing. It just feels a little like, I don't know. It felt like very like, going back to season 10 with American of like, ugh, like, do we really need to pick this song for a final lip sync? And it just
you
feels
don't buy
like
it.
This one was similar where I was like, I don't really need to be like all patriotic and America is this, that, and the other. That's why I appreciate Raja's lyrics so much and like truly was like, yeah, it ain't about being free and home of the brave and none of that shit. Like, Black Lives Matter, bitch. Like, let me remind y'all, you know? So it was refreshing to see that. But, like, I just don't like this pseudo-patriotism pastiche that RuPaul is doing for the final episode. It just feels a little
It's
like,
a lot. Ugh. Yeah, it's a lot. It you know, on the one hand, it feels like we're how do we, are we diluting the brand? Yes. I don't connect with this American thing. I think it's America's bad, but maybe there's someone who does connect with it. I like the idea of trying to make safe spaces for us everywhere, but I think what your pastiche is a good word because I think that's the perfect word just to be like, we all know this is a gimmick, not a truth. This is like a inconvenient
right,
truth, mama.
Exactly.
This isn't it.
Okay,
yeah,
Al Gore.
Look, I thought it was perfectly fine. thought it was perfectly fine. I did not dislike it as much as I liked Super Queen or Clapback. I really did not like those songs. So this one, I was like, okay, I like it more than that.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah. To me, I just didn't like this. Yeah, I'm just like not into it. I crossed my arms in distrust of the franchise.
You have to guard your body, baby.
Exactly. I have to protect my body. But also, it is this weird thing of like, how many times am I going to hear like this like weird, again, pseudo motivational verses that these queens are forced to like rap or sing about? Like, I'm a little like, oh, okay. Can y'all just like, what about Read You Wrote You? Like, what about a good ass fucking diss track? Like, that's fun. That to me is very fun.
Yeah,
you know?
I agree.
And like, it doesn't have to be catty or mean, but like, yeah, pump yourself up. Yeah, you are that bitch. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
also,
I agree.
I'm that bitch. Like, I love that challenge, that very first challenge in season 12.
Oh, it's great. Yeah, and I think since we already had
Especially because we
queen.
Had that already in this season. Yep. We had that already. We had like the, you know, I feel good. We can all do this. Like, I'm motivating y'all. And to get that again, I'm like, oh, God, deja vu. Very deja vu, you
I
know?
I think this season is a symptom of being filmed during the height of the pandemic. And there's a little bit, look, it's feeling good is nice and feel good TV is nice. And obviously we all want an escape. But there's more of it than even normal. And I think like we can trust drag. Drag makes you feel good. Just trust the drag as opposed to being that, like.
That's beautifully, beautifully said, Mono.
You know,
trust
drag
the
makes
drag.
You feel good.
Like I do. That is. And that's enough. And that's enough. Just trust the drag. That's all we need to do.
But
we
this was a symptom of like deny the problems. Happy, good message. This season is going to make people feel good. Like, so I wonder if we'll keep seeing seasons like this or if this is kind of a symptom of like, you know, creating safe spaces because the world is shit.
Right, right.
I don't know.
And you know, there is like this song might be super important to someone who is a queer person who's also very much a patriot that lives in this country. Like, that's great for those people. And like, yes, that's fantastic. Like, you do need that sort of perspective. But for me, a dry ass raisin of a gay.
Ooh.
I don't need to hear that. After a long day of work,
I don't need to hear that.
You know?
Yeah, I get it. That's the bummer. I know. Look, I'm with you. So let's really quickly, like, I don't know if chirp and burp is the right word, but really quickly give me like, what did you think of Ginger's performance in This Is My Country? Like,
absolutely forgettable.
Ooh, ouch, 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 ouch.
I mean, do you remember anything that happened? Because I certainly don't.
I do think this whole, like, we're going to make you sexy thing was probably a disservice to her. Of like, you're going to get on the floor and do a cougar thing. I'm like, nah, I don't know. But yeah. I thought she did good, but I mean, if I'm being honest, yeah, it's not one of the things I'll remember about her. I thought
Absolutely
her and Eureka, honestly. I was surprised. I was like, Eureka
was a little bit more memorable, I thought, because of the, you know, honestly, the whole Marie Antoinette thing. Like, I thought, but that is that look that she walked in at the beginning. I was like, this feels very much like workroom entrance look. In episode one, which is I guess it's a nice tie around, but I was getting a little, again, deja vu of it. But the lyrics felt a little bit more memorable than Ginger's. I couldn't tell you a single word that Ginger said.
Damn. Can I tell you what I am done seeing in these finales? The moment when Ross Matthews reads one of your lyrics and then is like, and you, when you said, my tuck is tight, don't need to be right. That's going to hit home.
Also,
that's
what he
gonna
said
hit home
to
with little
Eureka
gay kids.
Was such an eye roll. Like, you're not just a queen, you're royalty. It's like,
oh,
what? What? Just because you say it in a very, like, that way doesn't mean that what you said was good.
Girl. Okay,
know,
well
whatever.
Then.
We love him, Annie. We love a Q-Bert Ross Matthews.
He's a fellow Cubes. Okay, we get it. Kylie, I did. You know what I noticed? I'm going to be a real cunt. Kylie didn't do the handkerchief thing right. Like, they show...
She did it! I was gonna say.
They did it!
I was gonna say, she didn't do it right.
She didn't do it! And I was like...
But, you know, but you know what she did do that I appreciated? Is that she recovered it really well by fucking up the handkerchief thing and then showcasing the handkerchief and making that the moment instead of the arm thing. I was like, this bitch is clever!
Yeah.
She's clever. She's clever is the thing.
Rue.
Sony Club.
Rue Clever.
Stupid.
So, yeah, you know, I like their performance. Okay, let's go ahead. Should we, like, get
also,
into
this?
Also,
isn't it funny? I think one more thing about this performance is, besides that Raja fucking destroyed this challenge, I think, in every single possible way, she was the best hands down in choreography, in terms of lyrics, in terms of the verse. Like, Raja has some serious skills. But besides that, don't you think it's a little bit irresponsible doing a country song with queers and not sort of play homage to the hanky code, especially when you're doing handkerchiefography?
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, that's a good fucking point.
It's like, girl, tell us what you're into.
That's a good point.
You get to pick the color of the handkerchief. Tell us a little bit about more about what you're into.
You're into. Well, you know, not everything is about sex, you fucking slut. Like, calm down.
Well, inquiring minds need to know.
I mean, you're right. I have to say the bigger thing, the bigger weird takeaway is this, like, American thing when we know it's almost spooky to be like, wait, why are we celebrating the middle America that wants us quite literally dead? Like, truly.
But I thought you liked it.
Did I say that? No, I said if...
You're giving me a headache. What do you mean? You said that you liked it.
No, I never...
And I looked at you like you were crazy.
No, I did not say I liked it. I said I don't connect with it. But the more I'm thinking about it, it's kind of making me more upset. Like, you know what I mean? Like, when I start thinking...
Girl, you literally said I like the song.
Yes, but that I don't like the message. That's the difference. Like, the song...
What the hell? The song is a message.
No. The song is like...
Oh, my Lord.
The song is a real...
That means...
Middle...
Someone get her dictionary. Somebody
Girl,
get her fucking dictionary.
The song is different than the message. I'm talking about just like...
The song... A song is a combination of lyrics...
Okay.
...and music, okay? So the lyrics are part of it, honey.
Okay, I can't with you. I'm saying the way the song sounds. I'm like, okay, I get this, like, middle ground, coyote, ugly track.
No, bitch. You know what this is? This is... Girl, this song is Old Town Road, and we all know it. I don't need to say it. We all know that this is... Old Town Road with a RuPaul skin, bitch. That's
You're right.
What this song is.
Damn.
Facts are facts. Facts are facts.
Yeah, I am like ready for gay stuff to just be gay again. Like, can you just get back to Call Me Mother, Sissy That Walk? Just give me gay clickety clack clack boom songs. Please. Mm-hmm. Okay. Mm-hmm. We might chirp and burp.
That'd be nice.
We might chirp and burp these looks, but first, Oscar. Silence. I feel like taking a break.
Another one?
Yes. Yeah, we take two breaks now. Hi, listeners. Here to tell you about a very important organization called Al Otro Lado, which helps to reunify families which have been ripped apart due to our country's cruel border policies. As you know, since 2018, many people have been suffering through these policies, which have taken children away from their parents. And Al Otro Lado is working to reunify families. They've already reunified over 100 refugee families, and they create legal and humanitarian support to refugees, deportees, and other migrants in the United States and Tijuana. We want you to get involved today. Help me support Al Otro Lado and donate today. You can find the link to donate to Al Otro Lado in the description of this episode below, or go to gum.fm/charity and donate today. You can also consider volunteering with the organization, which offers opportunities that are both in person and virtual. The best way to get involved is by filling out an application on their website at alotrolado.org/volunteer. That's ALOTROLADO.org/volunteer. This episode is brought to you by BetterHelp. Are you seeing some triggering ads on social media? Stuff about summer bodies, stuff about the diet cleanse, stuff about trimming down. Fuck that noise. That stuff is triggering for me, and I assume it's triggering for someone else listening. That's why I use BetterHelp. BetterHelp allows me to get in touch with a licensed professional therapist who can help me recharge, who can help me de-crap my brain. Because those negative images and slogans can really creep in and give me negative body talk. You know what I mean? Any form of negative self-talk that is traumatic for me. And thankfully, I'm using these tools and being honest about them and articulating them in a way that takes the power away from them. If you're thinking about therapy, you should give BetterHelp a try because it's entirely online. It's designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. All you do is fill out a brief questionnaire. You get matched with a licensed therapist, and you can even switch therapists anytime at no additional charge. That's how I found my personal therapist. I found my sweet spot with BetterHelp. So go. Visit BetterHelp.com/dragher today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/dragher. Go find your social sweet spot with BetterHelp.
Bring back my brain.
Ooh, I'm back with Oscar Montoya, the world's number one Madame LaQueer fan. I am so gagged to be here.
No, bitch, number two. You're number one.
Okay, that's fine. I love her.
You love a pointer sister.
No, I just love my wit and sticky beaver. So I ask for a napkin from Rose. I learned everything I know about my English accent from her, and that's...
I would cast her in a play. I would cast Vanessa.
Oh my God.
Play.
Think about
I would love to see her
think
in
about how
cat
distracting.
On a hot tin roof.
No. Think about how distracting she'd be in Macbeth.
She's the reason to go see Macbeth.
Yes.
Bitch.
Oh my God.
As Lady Macbeth, she would turn it the fuck
out. Out, damn sport. Out. Oh God. Okay. We're going to chirp and burp both of these Runway Lukes. Any other thoughts you have? I can't share my screen because here's a shocker. My parents'
I remember the looks. I remember
my parents' Wi-Fi is trash. Shocker. Shocker. Parents have stupid Wi-Fi. We're going to start with Miss Yurika O'Hara giving Purple Vegas sign. I mean, she ain't even a girl. She's a sign with this. I mean,
she really is.
The feathers are hitting the top of this 12-foot doorway.
Got a cute little heart on top.
Yeah.
It is a little reminiscent of Madonna's look, if you remember.
Her
Super Bowl challenge?
Yep. It is.
So I was a little like, huh. But the look is gaggy, girl. The look is gaggy.
It is good. It's probably my favorite one of this bunch.
Interesting. I disagree.
Okay, good. I like it. I think it's a little bit to be expected, and I bet it looks better in person. Like, frankly, I think it looks better in person.
Well, I mean, you have to remember that Yurika is a big girl.
Right.
She is tall. She is big. And then to add more height to her already, and she's got stage presence, honey.
Yes.
So, like, could you imagine her walking down the runway like that? Ooh!
I bet it's
incredible.
That's
the Statue of Liberty coming to me, bitch. Like, that is...
I mean, truly, the Statue of Liberty is a dumb whore compared to this, to be frank. Yeah, I bet it's unbelievable in person. I liked it. It is absolutely a chirp. It is, of course, so expensive. But it's just a chirp for me. It's just a chirp for me. I'm like, yeah, it works.
This is
girl.
A chirp. It's a chirp. It's not a caw-caw for me. Someone else has my caw-caw.
Love the nude lip. Love the nude lip. Here for me. Love it. I think she looks great. Miss Ginger Minj coming down the runway in paper mache Saks Fifth Avenue momentiana. What do you think? Why are you holding your head? Why are you holding your brow? What's wrong? Do you have a migraine? What's going on?
What do you want me to say, Mono? Like, what do you want me to say?
I want you to say words. I would like for you... This is the part where you say words.
What do you think of this look?
You know, I wanted to like it. I really wanted to like it. I really love Ginger, and I love the face. I love the hair. It, something about it isn't as amazing as I would have hoped she would have looked for a finale, but it's good. But why is it a little bit?
She's trying so hard. Oh, this politician is trying so hard to say nice things about Ginger.
I really respect Ginger, so I do not want to disrespect her, but I did not love this look.
I respect her too. I respect her enough to say, bitch, take that shit off your damn body.
Oh my God. What would
it
you
doesn't
think?
Look good.
Oh my God, this cunt.
What is it? What's the look? What are you trying to say, Ginger? Like, what is that? It's like a bunch of napkins stapled to your body. That's what it looked like to me. And she took like the Lazy Susan and put it around her waist. And she said, this is the look. And I'm like, what? What? Yeah. No, honey, this ain't it. This ain't the finale look. You have turned some great. I mean, she has had some great looks this season. This is not it. This is one of her weakest looks.
Yeah.
Her weakest look. I think it's her weakest look. And to do that at this stage of the game, I don't know. Her wig looked nice. Her makeup looked fantastic. She is a great queen, but a look queen she is not. She is severely lacking in that aspect. I just was like, no, you can't give us this. Not now. Not this late in the game, girl.
Yeah.
This was not it, honey.
It wasn't. It's still a chirp for me. No,
this is a belt.
It's still a chirp
girl.
For me because it's good.
Ugh.
It's not great.
What?
Okay, look, listen. It is not good for this runway. It is not final runway.
So it's not good. You said it. It's not good.
I think parts of it work for me, so I need
Why
to
Why are you so difficult? Just say burp.
I can't.
Why are you being so difficult?
I'm voicing my opinion.
Listen, I'm already the villain of the podcast. You don't have to play nice. I am the villain of the podcast. And that's great. And
I
that's
can't
fine.
Burp this. But I really can't.
Oh my lord.
I think it has
somebody slap her. Somebody
there's
slap
a problem.
Her.
There's problems with it, but I do like it. There's problems, but I like it.
What do you like about it?
I like the idea of it. I like the color. I like the sort of like.
So you're going to chirp it because you like the idea of it?
I think it's like, it was almost so
girl,
good.
You know how stupid you sound right now. You know it. You know how dumb you sound right now.
Can we just move on?
Okay. Okay. This is not a hill I want to die on
at all.
Let's just keep it moving.
Okay. Kylie Sonique love giving this American flag. She's giving me Myrtle Beach, bitch. Stone encrusted top, tiny little skirtlet American flag moment. I did not really like this very much.
Interesting. Speak on that for a second.
I just was like, for final runway, I think it actually would have been a great time for Kylie to surprise us.
Oh, you don't think this is a surprise?
No, I don't. Do you think it's a surprise? Mm-hmm. This is not a surprise. This is not a surprise, her drag.
But I still love this look.
Yeah, I think she looks gorgeous.
It's the best. This to me is my caca.
Interesting.
This is fully polished Kylie Sonique love at her best. I think this
No,
is like,
I disagree. Her green feather look is way better. Her green feather look was
It's not her best look. It's not her best look. Her best look is the goth look that she had. To me,
okay.
That was her best look.
I agree. Those are both better.
But I think Kylie Sonique, this look, she gave me like Anna Nicole Smith, like at her best. Truly like Anna Nicole
Freaking
Smith in her prime.
Genius.
And I think honestly like that.
I want him to do.
But I think that's Kylie Sonique's like drag a little bit. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, I do like this. And I know that I was saying that this show is very pandery to patriotism. But to me, this felt genuine.
So now you're going back on your word. So now you're
no,
going
No,
I'm
back not backtracking, bitch. I'm not. Let me fit. But can I finish, though?
Mm-hmm.
And what I was going to say was that this didn't feel pandery because it felt genuine to Kylie's drag, which I appreciated.
Yeah.
And when the body's right, The body's right.
The body's right. Can I ask you a weird question? Did any disapproving adult in your life do this? Or is that a brown thing? Because I think it might be my kind of brown, not your kind of brown.
Did people do that to you?
Yes. Like, it's a very Arab auntie thing to be like, if you were doing something bad, you would get what we call the turning signal.
Oh. I love that. That's funny. Yes. But that's, no, I would get the chancleta.
Oh, just that's, right
that's
to the chancleta.
That's my turning signal. Okay. Yeah, that's a chancleta. I would get the chancleta. I would get no sounds, okay? Okay. The only sound effect would be a chash from the chancleta.
Okay, in my face, I'm sorry. Okay, I'm going to give it a light chirp. It's not as good as I wanted.
There's a caw for me.
Okay, work. I have to respect that. Now, Miss Rajsha.
Yes, you do. Yes, you do.
Yes,
but you have
you
to.
Do.
Because you know, you're what? The nice one.
I am the nice. Right? I don't know if that was ever been true. If anyone would ever say that about us. I think we're both
not
cunts.
About me. No, not about me.
I don't know about me.
I'm not the nice one. I'm not the nice one in this podcast. Are you crazy?
No.
You're the nice one.
You're nice. You're the nice one.
You stop it.
Raja. You stop. What do you think about Raja's purple woman of the evening slit?
Okay, I love this look. It is not her best look, and I think it's a little phoned in. And that hurts me to say, because you know I love Raja so much.
I know that hurts you to say.
But
I know that hurts you to say. But I agree.
This was a little bit disappointing.
I agree. It was fine. It was fine.
Exactly. It was fine with a lowercase f.
Yeah.
She looked good. She looked stunning. But it just didn't have that wow factor. You know, it's just like a nicely made dress.
Yeah.
The end. Yeah.
Girl, I agree. It's a chirp for me, but it's not a surprise. And it's like, girl, we get it. You like purple. Give me a fucking break.
I know. But that's her signature color.
I know, but it's just so much purple. It's a lot. It's a lot of purple, but yeah, it's cute. It's a chirp. It's just nothing blew me away on this final runway. And I think I liked some of the lip sync outfits.
No, it was purple.
Some of the runways.
It's purple, not blue.
What the fuck did I say?
You said nothing blew me away. I said, no, it's purple.
Bum, bum, ba, bum.
Do you ever fucking watch Price is Right?
Because you just busted. You just fucking busted. You just said, bar of soap,
I'm busting,
how much? You said, you just said that bar of soap cost $24 and you just went, bah, bah,
bah, bah. I have expensive taste. Yeah. What do you want from me?
Okay. So, let's talk about, well, first of all, before we get to this final lip sync, should we talk about this funny moment from Miss Robotic AS5 winner Shea Coulee?
Oh my God. Okay. What the fuck was this?
I mean, I love it. It's weird. It's crazy. Once again, Shea Coulee was robbed of a proper reign. Like this, it didn't feel like we got to see her reign. This is annoying
no,
to me.
No, we didn't at all. No. Yeah. Yeah. And it felt like she got to reign for like, what, 2 months before the new batch came in?
Yeah.
It was like quick. It's a blink it and you'll miss it reign for Shea Coulee. So,
yeah.
And that's a little disappointing.
Yeah.
But the delivery felt so like, what? So why is this happening?
Yeah.
I mean, she was really giving us R2D Ho realness, which was, and she looked stunning
it's
and she looked
chirp.
Great, but the bitch was in full on method. Okay. She was Daniel Day Lewis, like really being like, I am a robot today. And I was like, no, but you're a drag queen.
Truly.
You're a drag queen,
truly. It was cute. It's a chirp. But yeah, it was just a little odd or something. I don't know. I love her.
It was weird. And like, truly, what was she saying? Like, what did she say?
She just said, girl, I won, remember?
Yeah, bye. That's literally all she said.
Yeah.
In the oddest delivery of all time.
I know. Listen, can we talk about the stunt? And I might be over it. The stunt that is everyone in the top four lip syncs is such an obvious production stunt.
Well, I actually thought that they were going to pick two
yes.
to lip sync out of the four.
The first time they've done this, like they do in every other All-Stars. I mean, I think this is a stunt.
It was a shock.
It's just so production can be like, this way we get to choose any winner we want, as opposed to an All-Stars 3 situation where I think
good point.
All-Star 3, you know, whatever. You say whatever you want. But I know, I feel in my heart, they did not think the public was going to come to Shangela's side the way they did. They did not.
That's on them.
They did not anticipate that. That is on them. And it says a lot.
That's on them because they edited the damn show to make Shangela look fantastic.
I know. But no one thought that. If it was today, this is why now today it's like everyone lip syncs. We get to decide what the tea is.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
Right. We'll cut and paste it to make it seem like, yeah, we knew this was the winner all along. But, you know, Kylie did get the most votes and the most retweets and the most shares
that.
On Instagram.
I did notice that.
So they were listening, bitch. They were paying attention.
Now, what do you say to people who say they were paying too much attention? What do you say to those people who say there's going to be people? I don't know. There's going to be people out there in the fandom. Look, I, for one, very pro Kylie's reign. I predicted it a couple weeks back, but
when
check the drag her receipts, mommy.
Nah, too lazy. No,
I actually know that's true. but I don't know. I mean, what would you say to people who are like, no, we want?
I think it would be silly on the show's part to not look at the audience votes. Mm-hmm. I think that would be a little insane because then we're left with a All-Stars 3 scenario, where World of Wonder is like, Trixie's the winner, right?
Right.
Right?
Right.
And then everyone's like, crickets, you know? So, it would be very smart to... But I will say that Raja came in second place.
Yeah, I think
with
so.
With the audience votes, you know? And then Ginger, and then Eureka. Mm-hmm. So that was like the ranking.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, I think... To put all their stakes on the audience participation is silly, but I mean, there's a reason why people are voting and people are retweeting and reposting.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Because World of Wonder wants to know.
I said it before, I'll say it again. The show belongs to the internet. And whether you like that or not, it's kind of fun. I mean, that's what makes the show fun, quite frankly. It's just like,
exactly,
it belongs to us. And that's a...
Exactly.
There's that. And we have to deal with the consequences of that.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Let's talk about this final lip sync really quick before we scoot.
Yes. I want you to rank who did the best to who did the worst in this lip sync.
Wow. Wow, that's tough. I mean, especially because this edit, I'm just like, what in the Rubik's... Like, I'm like fucking watching a Brady Bunch Rubik's Cube style.
I know, it was weird. I mean, this is another trend that's becoming a thing on the show now. It's becoming canon, where they all have to lip sync one at a time.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
But now the distinction is that the other queens aren't staring at the performer's back the entire time.
Right.
Because I was like, girl, you're going to steal somebody else's idea.
That
this
part.
Feels a little fishy to me.
Very Darian Lake, kiss my pussy, adore Delano.
That's right, exactly. Uh-huh. Yeah, very that. So
here's my ranking. Here's my ranking of best to worst. Kylie, Eureka, Raja, Ginger. That's my ranking.
And that's from best to worst?
Yep. What do you think? Who's your best to worst in the lip sync?
Well, this is a gag. This is a gag. I'm going to go from worst to best, okay?
Wait, why? That's confusing for the listeners.
Eureka.
No, that's confusing for the listeners. Can you
How
not?
Is it confusing to the listeners? That's the way countdown
Fine.
Shows work, bitch. You start at the bottom and then you work your way to the top.
Not in my fantasy, not my fantasy.
Don't fight me on this.
Okay, go from worst to best.
Well, your fantasy's dead. Okay, from worst to best, number 4, Eureka.
Put it on my tombstone, your fantasy's dead. Okay, Eureka you think did the worst.
Number 4, Eureka.
Okay.
Number 3, I hate to say it, but Raja.
Uh-huh.
Number 2, Kylie. Number 1,
wow.
Ginger. Yes, bitch, yes!
What?
Ginger is a fantastic lip sync queen. I And, you know, I don't particularly care for the aesthetic of Ginger Minj, but as a talent, Ginger Minj is very special. And she shine, her superpowers activate when she's lip syncing a song.
Wow. See, I did.
And she lip synced the shit out of Stupid Love by Lady Gaga.
And I felt like, I know you weren't, but it felt like you were calling the song stupid when you said that. I felt like she was I loved her comedic moments, but I was expecting a little more spectacle. I was like, look, those moments are hot.
But that's not her thing.
Right.
You're expecting her to do something like Eureka. That's not Ginger's drag.
Yes,
though.
But I've seen
the
her go bigger.
She can take a lyric. But the fact, can I finish? The fact that she could take a lyric and change it into something, and she could digest it into something special, that is a true lip sync artist, okay? And
yes, she is an artist. I agree.
Yeah, and I think she delivered. Mm-hmm. She was able to take a song like Stupid Love and make it work for Ginger Minj.
So I agree, but I've seen her go more wild.
Eureka barely did anything.
Can I finish?
Okay. Act the fool, girl. Go.
I'm done. I'm kidding. What I did want to say was for example, when Ginger did the lip sync against Trixie Mattel this really great jock jam from the 90s. I don't remember what the song was. She went more ham, and I wanted to see some of that ham, and that's not a fat joke. I wanted to see her go a little more ham.
Show me love. Show me love, Robin S., bitch. Know your history.
No.
Ginger did a really good job.
It's so rare you talk and someone
Ginger
just
did
goes,
a really great job. Kylie did a fantastic job. More people just need to say
I'm here for it.
Somebody talks.
Be honest. Don't bullshit me. Why Eureka at the bottom? I like some of her choices.
Like what, girl? Like what choice did she make? She lip synced to a crown. Everyone did that.
But so did Ginger.
She did it in a better way. She did it in a better way, in a funnier way.
You're chaos. You're just
what?
Chaos. That's
no,
all there
chaos.
Is.
Whatever.
Well, look. We have our winner. She is stunning. She is amazing. I'm so excited for the reign of Miss Kylie Sonique Love.
I know. Well, first of all, making Drag Race history as being the first trans winner.
In the American, as you know, I know you're a fan of
right,
the
Right, in the U.S., right. The right.
We're
exactly.
all Anjali Anang fans.
Right. Stunning. Best queen. Of her,
it's a big deal.
Her reign is going to be huge. Now, what do you say to people who say that this was a stunt?
Honestly, stop trying to make stunt happen. That's what I would say to them.
Ooh,
you know, I would say,
it'll never happen.
Shut the fuck up. Don't invalidate this gorgeous person's win. This season was anyone's game, and she stepped up. She did everything she was supposed to do. And you know what? She fucking kept her cool. She didn't do any of this Trinity K. Bonang about. And like, you know what I mean? She didn't give you any sound bites of like,
oops,
I'm scared. I'm worried. She manifested this win by staying cool, collected, focused. She gave you everything you needed. Mm-hmm. And it's a TV show. So like, before you invalidate someone's very worthy contributions to drag, shut the fuck up. And have you seen this article of her going around when she said, like, when I like was about to go on All Stars, when they asked me, I had $200 in my bank account.
Criminal. What?
Yeah, that's what she said.
The
in this
queen deserves more.
In this interview.
Well, see, but that is exactly why I think that's like the nexus of All Stars. I think that's where All Stars really shines. It's these queens that like you forget about. That's why Tatiana's reign on All Stars was iconic. It's mm-hmm. because you look back at the seasons where people didn't watch the show that much, right? And you mm-hmm. take queens that had a very short reign on the show, and then they prove themselves. And it shows that, like, despite not being on this show anymore, they work on their craft. They work on themselves. Mm-hmm. They get better. They evolve. They grow. And when they come back to All-Stars, we see them be at their best. It's not like queens that, you know, no offense to Jan fans, that do the show.
Oh, boy.
Take 2 days off and then go back to All-Stars and they're the exact same queen, mm-hmm. you know? It's like, no, All-Stars should be that. Like, let's take these queens that no one gave enough love to and let's see how they do.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And that's why Kylie's reign as the winner of All-Star 6 is so important to the legacy of the show. Because yeah. it really exemplifies the magic of what this show could be.
Yeah. And like, some people have been pointing
out.
It's not
like your Alaskas who did well and then are finally the yes. winner.
Yes. Yes.
I'm sorry, say that again?
Oh, yeah, sorry. My parents' internet is insanely slow. It's so nice that like the first two seasons were really about getting the win you people feel you deserved. And now the right. All-Stars legacy is bigger. I love that. I love that people are pointing out that she was the first queen to come out as trans on the show, and now she is Very the that. Show's first trans winner. It's awesome. It's really awesome. Yeah. She's grown. She looks so fucking hot. And to be a mature woman that looks as gorgeous as she is very deserving of an All-Star. It's also very RuPaul, to be honest, to be like, to not let age be an indicator uh-huh. of your worth or your legacy, and just to get better and better and better with age is also something right. RuPaul loves. And I think all queer people love, right? Because so many of us are robbed of a validating adolescence. So
okay, what? Come okay, on, bitch, church. With the message
I'm
over
you
here.
To fucking church.
Okay,
pick
wait,
up
let
the Bible.
The swell,
get on your
bitch.
Knees, bitch.
Okay, what you got to say?
I mean, living a queer life is about making your life truly like designing a life that validates you, and that's why being queer. I mean, it's like age means nothing to us. We have.
Right.
We need to take back these experiences and not let age be a decider.
I agree with you. And not you're right. Like, I don't think people realize, like, babe, Kylie Sonique Love is old, okay? She's been in season 2 of Drag Race, you know? Like, we don't talk about uh-huh. it. She doesn't talk about it. Like, she doesn't need to talk about it. But we have to remember, like, this bitch ain't 21, you know what I mean? She's got some years on her.
No.
But also, the magic of Kylie Sonique Love winning All-Stars is that fact, Mono, that you said about Kylie is finally living her truth, you know?
Yes.
As a beautiful trans woman, she's living her truth and formed her life from nothing, you know? And
yeah.
as queer people, we do that. We live our lives as truth. Like, before we became out and proud and like become our own individual magical queer selves, we've always been told what to do by straight cis society. Mm-hmm. And then to break away from that, you know, the bravery it requires for a human being.
Ooh, wait, let me get my fan.
Straight cis.
Let me get my fan.
Girl, the Ooh. Bravery it takes for
Play
a queer
organ,
person
bitch.
To look at straight cis society and be like, this is not me, and I refuse to live this way. Mm-hmm. I'm going to live my own way. Is not only magical, it's powerful.
Yeah.
The power that us queer people have to live our, to just exist in this current world that we live in is a superpower, bitch. We are the mutants of today. And Kylie Sonique's Love win demonstrates that, bitch, if you live your truth, eventually you will be rewarded. So live on, queers.
Bitch.
Live the Woo! Fuck on.
Keep being the normal one in your fucking chaotic, shitty family.
Work.
And
exactly.
Kylie Sonique, Google says she's 38 years old, just to say. So she's ooh. Just as old as another crow I know. Just another old son of a bitch I know. That's all I'll say about that.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah, Ross Matthews.
I mean, look, I live. She's our winner. So pumped. What are we going to talk about now that All-Stars is over? This is so funny. September, this is now the first time we won't have a new episode of RuPaul's Drag Race since the year started. Since the year started.
What you say.
Mama, this is the first week since January 1st that we have not had a fresh episode of RuPaul's Drag Race. I'll die.
We're getting Holland, aren't we?
You mean the UK? You mean the UK? What do you mean?
No. I mean, we're going to have a new episode.
Yes, we're
going to
talk
too,
Holland. Right? I might do a Meet the Queens on UK. Because I know UK is coming pretty fucking soon.
Pretty soon.
They said September, but September when, honey? September when?
Right. We waiting. We salivating, honey. We fiending.
But
it's cool because now that All-Star 6 is over, bitch, I can finally breathe again.
Yeah.
Like, you know, my fist was clenched the entire season because I was like, please don't fuck this up. Because, you know, we've been traumatized before with the All-Stars franchise.
We have.
You know what I mean? Some winners don't, in my opinion, shouldn't have won. Ooh. And I'm like, they're going to pull some stunt. And I'm so glad.
Yeah.
That the stunt being pulled today was a good one. So I feel good about that.
Yeah. I'm happy. I'm very happy. And you know what? I said it before, I'll say it again. It's a television show. So, you know, Alyssa Edwards herself said, you know, it's a show about personalities, and getting to share your drag is just the bonus, you know? So sharing and celebrating.
Poet Laureate.
Oh my God. I failed tongue popping. I have to take that class again. Let's celebrate drag. Don't be a shithead. Celebrate everyone and celebrate our very worthy winner. That's it. That's it.
Yes. And everyone, and listen to me, everyone, do drag.
Do everyone. Drag, bitch.
Do drag.
I fully agree. Look.
I don't care who you are. I don't care what you look like. I don't care what you identify as. Bitch, shut up and do drag.
And that's a catchphrase. You need to put that on the Oscar Montoya t-shirt. Y'all, if you like Drag Her, go Kiki with us at Drag Her Podcast on Instagram and give us 5 stars on Apple Podcasts. It makes such a difference. Oscar, where can they support you, bitch?
Oh, my goodness. Well, listen, just follow me. Say a quick little hi at my Instagram at Ozzymo, O-Z-Z-Y-M-O, and on Twitter, same name. And you can follow Mono and I on another podcast we host called Podcast Kill the Video Star.
Bitch.
It's a music video podcast, but girl, don't get it twisted. It's gay as fuck, too.
It's queer
and
culture.
You can follow us on Instagram at Podcast Kill the Video Star.
Do it, because that podcast is so fucking fun. Our guests,
it's so
the
fun.
Kikis, the queer town halls we host all on our own.
Yes, honey.
Well, that's it for now. Till next time, bye, you bitches.
That was a HeadGum Original.